Seed availability varies in parts of the region. In areas of South Dakota, there's a short supply of millet and rye. South Dakota State University Extension Agronomy Field Specialist Sarah Bowder says while millet can provide lots of tonnage and good quality, there are other warm season grasses for farmers to consider.
The sorghums, forage sorghum, sorghum Sudan grass, teff grass is another option. So there are other warm season grasses we can point people in that direction. And then there's also cool seasons that as soon as about July 20th or somewhere in there, we can start thinking about planting cool seasons. And that gets you into ryegrass and wheat, barley, oats, triticale, that kind of thing. So there are other grass options, and it depends on the grower. Usually we want to try to mix the grass with a broadleaf, especially if they're grazing. If they're haying, we might be able to get some broadleaves in the mix, but most of the time for haying, we want mainly grasses because they dry down and cut nicer for us and might come back in some cases.
Bowder is working with farmers on putting together different cover crop mixes. She also says haying, sorghum, and Sudan grass can be a challenge due to moisture. If a farmer isn't familiar, it can be a risky thing to do. In a haying situation, Bowder says it could be easier to evaluate finer stemmed grasses like wheat, barley, and oats. Farmers and ranchers can incorporate corn and soybeans as cover crops as well, but there are some fine details to consider.
You could plant corn or soybeans in your mix as long as you planted them at appropriate cover crop seeding rates, and you did that as a forage, not you can't harvest it for grain. But I would really urge people before doing anything of the sort to, number one, check with your crop insurance agent, and number two, check on the RMA's website under their frequently asked questions, because there may be some stipulations on variety or hybrid type. So that's what we want to make sure of before you go ahead and, you know, try to plant corn or soybeans as a forage.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.